Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
One of the issues you heard about in the campaigns for the city and otherwise is addressing the issue of affordable housing. And today, an important day for that. Senate Democratic Caucus will get together to discuss solutions. And joining us, Senator Wayne Fontana, representing 42nd District. Senator, welcome back. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. So one of the issues that a lot of people have asked questions of, where is the affordable housing? What's going to happen next? How can we solve this issue?
Yeah, it's been around for a while. I personally was put on a land bank in the city of Pittsburgh under Mayor Peduto probably over 10 years ago, and it still hasn't really kicked off the way it should, the city land bank. So, you know, obviously it's not working for reasons. We're coming together today to talk about solutions, which in my view, first of all, in my view, there should be a lot of housing, not just affordable housing. There should be market rate housing and a balance of all that throughout Pennsylvania. But today we're talking about affordable housing, which it, again, hasn't happened the way it should. We talk a lot about it, but it hasn't really got off the ground in the way that it really would make a difference. And that's because there's never been a real action plan put together. It hasn't been organized, and it hasn't been an action plan, and it hasn't been funded in the city of Pittsburgh. So, you know, that needs to happen if you want to see some real results. You know, Larry, in the city of Pittsburgh, for example, there's thousands of houses that are sitting vacant. There's empty lots that could be turned into affordable housing, and that's not happening. And the question is why. And so that's something we're going to be looking into today. You know, I certainly have my own ideas about how that should happen, but and hopefully it will, you know, in the near future.
One of the issues that I have heard, Senator, is the fact that you mentioned the abandoned houses. A couple of things. If you're in that neighborhood, you hate to have an abandoned house next to you or near you, because that doesn't help you. It doesn't put that property on the tax rolls. And there seems to be an unbelievable amount of bureaucracy and red tape for people to get anything done to do that, even on empty lots. So that's something that could be addressed with the city.
Yes, you hit the nail on the head with that. There's a couple things that obviously need to be done, and that's, you know, you can identify the we all can identify process houses that can be turned into affordable housing. So that's fine, but streamlining the process of clearing title and transferring properties to land banks or CDCs or URAs is important. I passed the bill in Harrisburg over a year ago, and that bill, Act 4 of 2023, was Senate Bill 202, expedited that process of clearing liens of properties. But the city's never enacted it. My understanding is it just was sent over to city council. This is a year later, last week. So there'll probably be a vote either this week or next week on this bill. And this is to expedite properties from sheriff sale down to in as fast as 3 months to get them into the land bank, and then the land bank can do something with them. Now, the land bank has to establish relationships with other entities like Action Housing, Habitat for Humanity, organizations that will come in and take these houses and turn them into an affordable housing. And that they do. There's no question. They're and then in, on the state level, we have the Pennsylvania Housing Authority, which also has sends dollars into these areas. But somebody has to go after this stuff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Somebody has to be, lead in order to make those contacts and establish those relationships. So that's what we're we're hoping that happens in the near future, especially under the new administration coming in the city. But the question, too, Larry, is should there be a county land bank? There can around the country a lot. If you study land banks, there a lot of them are run by the county, and then the smaller municipalities feed into that. So we need to organize, and we need to have an action plan, and we have to have benchmarks on that. And that hopefully today we will flesh some of that out.
We're with Senator Wayne Fontana. Can you explain to us what a land bank actually does? What's the purpose on paper?
Well, it's really pretty simple. I mean, the land bank takes control of vacant properties that normally are being foreclosed on. And again, you take that in, and then the whole point is to convert that vacant house, rundown house, into affordable housing. In some cases, you have to knock it down. Sometimes you have to demolish it. But the land bank's making those decisions. It takes it off the city council. In a lot of cases, maybe even a CDC, a community development corporation that may be within a certain municipality. They don't have the wherewithal. They don't have the money to do it, but they want to upgrade their neighborhood, right? As you mentioned, those homes in those neighborhoods just run the neighborhood down. They deplete values on the houses around them. So if you go into the neighborhood and you start, changing these homes into something affordable and people will habitat it, that's just going to upgrade the neighborhoods and build value in the neighborhood. So the land bank that's the purpose of the land bank is to make sure these homes get back on the tax rolls, but making them affordable housing so folks can get back in there. There's nothing like the American dream, and that's what the land bank is doing. It's helping folks attain that, but in a way that they can afford. And they're good things if they're used properly, and that's been lacking here in the city of Pittsburgh for sure. We established it, but we just didn't make it happen.
Yeah, I hear on paper it sounds good, but it's been very difficult in practice. Before you go, what do you think of those tiny homes that's been floated out for the city?
Yeah, I'm not a big big proponent of that. I think that the cost of them. I've looked into the cost. It's pretty strong. You're sticking them in into neighborhoods in small in between homes that might have an extra lot in there. I just think you're just, we have enough already. We have enough, I think, housing that exists, to not have to go down that road. And in fact, you can build in on the vacant lots that are out there, and there's a lot of them in the city. You build you can put duplexes, four units, and make them affordable. Habitat for Humanity does that already. So I think there's other alternatives that make it a little better rather than create, a lot of congestion in certain neighborhoods. In the right place, we can build homes. We can build a brand new affordable housing, 1, 2, 3, 4 unit properties in communities. So, if you're going to make a whole community out of them, maybe, but I don't see it happening. They haven't been able to find a place for that.
Right.
There's been a lot of talk of it, but we have something existing we can do right now.
Well, hopefully you'll get some real traction in this caucus today. Appreciate you sharing your time this morning, and good luck.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it.
A lot of people are counting on this coming to fruition. Senator Wayne Fontana on the Big K Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.